I'll think about
Okay, so we're holding on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we're now out to solve the Shaila, the Chakira, the Shaila that we asked Rami Bar Chama asked. Whenever
it.
there is an Isser of Hanah, if someone wants to be Machalif and make a switch, do we give a Kanas on the Machalif or not? And it goes by all Isuri Hanah. And here is the proof. We're finally up to the proof. How did the Ran know that this is a Shaila which applies to every case of Isur Hanah? It's not only a Shaila of Isur of Nedarim. The Ran brought a proof from this Gemara that applies to everything, because we're about to learn a Toshma to prove it from a case of Arla, on the Kaddish B'Arla. So let's see inside, but that's the Shaila. By all Isuri Hanah, is there a Knas if you try to switch it up onto another type of food? So we're holding on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, seven lines from the top. The last one line is Hamakadesh. Tashma. Hamakadesh Be'orla. Really, it starts by the word Ella. Really, the word Ella is going to be the first word of the start. Ella Tashma, which means we try to bring a raya, but we fell short. So says the Gemara, Ella, I'll bring a different raya. Some people actually have this, thank you very much. Some people have it erased. Oh, thank you very much. Len, could you just bring a few of Gemara by Dezerus? Okay, either way, they have the Ella erased because it's a little unusual, but that could be a Girsa. Ella Tashma, rather, this is the final proof. Hamakadesh, someone who is Makadesh, a lady with roots of Arla, and we know Arla, the first 3 years that anything is grown in your anything grown for the first 3 years has a halacha of Isser, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from it during the first 3 years. So those fruit of that tree during the first 3 years, Asr Behanah. So what happens? He goes over to a lady and he tells her, I'm Mekadesh you with these fruits. So obviously the fruits are Asr Behanah, so therefore it would not be a good Kedushin. Okay, what happens if Machron, if he sells the fruits, V'kidshon, Bidmehem. So he first sells the fruits and then he takes the money that he gets for selling the fruits and Mekadesh with the money. Harezu Mekudeshes. Then with the money, he's able to be Mekadesh. So you have a raya clearly that we don't give a kanas, even though this guy, he seems to have done exactly what he's not supposed to do because he did a halipin. He switched it. So you see here that we don't give a kanas to someone who switches. Because here you see, if he's Mekadesher with that money, he's Mekadeshes. So you have a raya that there's no kanas. That's the Gemara's pri That's the Gemara's raya. That there's now. Where is the Khalid? Because he mamash switched to fruits for different fruits. So this is clear. So we have to let's see the run. Let's see the run. It's an interesting. The run here on Divya Maskol, Hamakad Tashma Hamakadish Ba'orla, the third wide line. So the run here says, starting from the Divya Maskol, Tashma Hamakadish Ba'orla, Eidem Gudeshes, third wide line, Eidem Gudeshes, Machron, if they take the fruits, if he takes the fruits of the Arla and he sells them, V'kiddish B'dameim, and he marries her off with the value that he gets. He sells it. A reason for Kadesh, he's married. The Kasalka Daitach says the Ran, the Havamina. The Havamina was Kasalka Daitach. The Kivan she also lehud has been a Chalipin. We thought if it's also to have a no from Chalipin, I feel him avar v'nene through the Chalipin. Since it's also to have a no through switching it, I feel I'm over a banana. Even if you're over a banana, even if you are over, Venena, and you actually switched it. They have a chalipe chalipin. What happens if you take the chalipin and you do another chalipin on the chalipin? Ask the Ran. It's aser chalipin. So if he's makadish a lady with orla, it doesn't work. That's the actual orla. Says the, so we read the Brisa. So the Brisa says, 7 lines from the bottom. If he's Makadish is a lady with the Arla fruit, it's also about, no, it's not a good Kedushin. If he takes the Arla fruit and he switches it for a different fruit, and he or he sells it, that's Chalipin. There the and he gets money for it, then the Brisa says he could take that money and be Makadisher. That's the Brisa. Good, Doc. You see the Brisa? Is Makadisher with the money that he sells it for? It's Makadish. Mekudeshus. Now, says the Ran, the Kasakadai, and the Ran here now, we're holding in the Ran, which is the third wide line. So the Ran says, the Gemara is thinking that just like it's also to have Hanor from Chalipin, if you would say that side, that there was a Kanas, so then Afiluim Avar Venena, Ide Shechlifam Biacher. Even if now he was over Venena, let's say you do a double switch. Let's say you take the chalipin and you switch it again. That would also be aser. If one chalipin is aser, so chalipe chalipin should also be aser. So if you say like that, that's kazaka daita. That's what the Gemara is thinking right now. If so, mishumachi kashale. So this is the kasha. So the Ran is giving a explanation why we're now going, he's going to give us an unusual pshat how to explain what the Gemara's kasha is. You would think the pasha pshat, the way I read it first time was, well, you're Mekadesh with Chalipin. Okay, obviously, you're Mekadesh with the fruit of Arla doesn't work. So if you switch the fruit onto money, that should be chalipin. And therefore, does that work? Well, the Mishnah, the Brisa says it's Mekodeshus. So you see, you could be Mekadesh someone with the chalipin. That's a Pasha Pshat. But the Ran is not saying that. The Ran is saying that's not a good proof to just prove it. Why? Because we'll have to see what his motive was. Oh, well, he's saying that this whole Shaila is a Shaila of Durabanans. If the Shaila is a, right, the Knas is a Knas Durabanan. Who said, right, who's making this whole Knas the Rabbanan? So really, what would the Raya be if it's only a Knas Durabanan? So what does the Mishnah say? The Raya says, I'm a Kaddish, or it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Kedushin. I'm a Kaddish Be'orla, Einem Kedushas. If he sells the Arla and he's Makadisher with the value that he sold it for money. If he gives her the money, he's Makadishus. Brek the Ran, what's the Raya? I learned Pasha Pshat. The Raya is, well, you see, it's Chalipin because he exchanged the money. So you see, but what is Allah? Mikudeshus. That means Mikudeshus means we don't give a Knas. The Ran is bothered and he says, what's going to be the Raya? Maybe we're talking Kedushin is a deraisa concept. It's a deraisa concept. So what do you want to say? Well, is there a Knas derabanan? Did the rabbis make a Knas and say that the Chalipin shouldn't work? If you try to do a Chalipin, you can't do a Kedushin. You can't do something with that on a derabanan level. A derabanan level is very nice. You want to tell me derabanan, they impose a Knas. But in the end of the day, let's say there is a Knas. But nonetheless, he went forward and gave the chalipin to a lady for kedushin. She would need a get. So arezu mikudeshes. Either way, it's arezu mikudeshes. You can't prove, says the Ran. You can't prove from the fact that it's mikudeshes is a raya that there's no kanas. No,
maybe there is a kanas.
But it's only the rabbana level. So therefore, the Ran says because it is kasha, I can't learn the Gemara like the Kipshutai, like the Pasha Pshat. That's why the Ran is now going to do a whole new spin on it, which is not going to be like the Pashup Shot of how you learn the Gemara. Okay, so let's go further. So therefore, the Ran now says, and the third wide line, now already the end, the last two words is of the line is, Dikasaka Daita. The third wide line, so two words from that, Dikasaka Daita. So the Gemara is saying, we're thinking now, there's one Hanocha. The Hanocha is that if Chalipin is Aser, then Chalipin should be Aser. Okay, if Chalipin should be Aser. So, right, if let's say he switches, if it's also Dav Hanocha from Chalipin, so too if you're Oiver and you switch to the Chalipin for another Chalipin, a double switch, it should right to be Aser. The Ran says that's the Gemara's kasha. He switched. He took the arla. He sold it for money. Then he took the money and he was makadesh a lady. And he was over. He transgressed and he gave her the money for kiddushin. Mm-hmm. Now, on that lama he makudesh as gemura. What are we saying now? It's a kiddushin. But why is it kiddushin? It should need to do another kedushin. Because if you can say chalipin is aser, chalipin is aser. If chalipin is aser, so she is the chalipin. She is the double switch. The money is the first switch, and when he gives her the money to marry her, she is the double chalipin, and she should be. There should be a problem with the chalipe chalipin, and we should require, if that's true, if it's usher the chalipin on this durabana level, havilon latruche kedushi achrina, we should have required this kedushin to be done over a second time. He's saying that's the kash of the Gemara.
Well, if you can do chalipin, that means you should be able to continue doing it. So theoretically, if the wife is not considered the chalipin, what could she be exchanged for? Meaning, it sounds like it would end right there. And if the chalipin stops right there, then that shouldn't really be a case of chalipin. We should have chalipin, and continue. So now he's making her a chalipin. And what can she be exchanged for? And if she can be exchanged for it, then is it considered really chalipin?
No, it still is chalipin. Your question is, how do you trade her in? How do you trade her in again? I don't know how to do it, but it's still it is chalipin. It is definitely a second switch. Maybe it's not switchable another time. It's hard to qualify how to do that, but it is a double switch. So if there's an Isser going on here, a Kenas de Rabbanon, then the Chalipa Chalipin should now make at least a Kenas de Rabbanon.
She's Usser de Rabbanon too.
So we should say your Nene from Chalipin, or your Nene from Chalipa Chalipin. So we should require a second Kedushin. Because being that she's your Nene, it comes out your Nene now. It sounds like your Nene from the Chalipin. From the Chalipa Chalipin. So he says we should require a second Kedushin. Maybe the Pshat is that then you're not being Nene, because if you have to give her, you have to give her another Kedushin. Maybe that's the Hezber.
It sounds extensive to give her a get and then remarry her, but once you give her a second Kedushin, so now when you benefit from her, which you're getting it from the good Kedushin you did with her or the not so good? Like, how do you differentiate?
So the truth is some of the Achroinim ask Akasha, like you're saying, what is it? Do what good does it do to give her another ring?
But
he's saying that at least you'll give her another ring, so you're not benefiting from that.
This one is void, and the other and there has to be a good condition.
Yeah, is that void, you should give her again.
It works, right? The condition works. Yeah. It's usher. It does work, so then she would be usher to him in the first kedushin.
But it would work, so giving a second kedushin.
Yeah, so I saw some of the Achroinim want to know, like, maybe you should give a get, and then what? Yeah. Then that's a second. Okay. I think. Okay. But maybe he's just saying that you shouldn't gain. At least you shouldn't gain from it. So the question, because here, we have to think about it. What is he? The Ramban is now accomplishing that you're not gaining. You're not going. At least he's avoiding the kasha. The kasha was, if you learn the pashup shot the way I learned, then the chalipin is the money. And when she takes the chalipin and when the man takes the money, the chalipin money, and gives it to the lady, so now he's using the chalipin. What? So she's mikudeshes. So of course she's mikudeshes from the Torah. So
every marriage is the marriage of chalipin. Every marriage that we have.
No, so kinyan chalipin? Yeah. Well, it's really we have in mind not to do kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin doesn't work. We do kinyan kesef. Very similar.
So how do you distinguish in this case between kesef?
No, because this is not a kinyan chalipin. This is a act where there's a chalipin going on the kesef. In just in the picture is a barter going on. That's what it means. He's saying not kinyan chalipin. It's okay. The act of chalipin. Because chalipin doesn't work for kedushin. So therefore the Ran's saying, what if she's a chalipin, we should impose that you're being nene from chalipin. So, and you're not allowed to be nene from chalipin. So you can't be nene from chalipin. So the Rabbanan should have made a gezeira to say that you shouldn't gain and require you to make a new kedushin.
And nevertheless, what?
And they didn't. It doesn't say that. It just says plain and simple, they're mekudeshes.
Which means that even on the Rabbanan level, they're mekudeshes. Is that what it means?
Which means that even the Rabbanan, there's no knas, which means chalipin is not aser, which means chalipin is not aser. Which means there's no knas.
There's no knas on chalipin.
On chalipin.
Because we're arguing whether or not you should work.
Well, right. So we didn't impose a knas on benefiting from chalipin. And here you're benefiting directly from chalipin. We should put a knas, and the knas would be to give her another ring. That would be the way to take away the gain. So for the fact that we didn't is a raya that we don't make a knas on chalipin or chalipin. That's a raya.
And this time it's a Yadayim kind of a straightforward kinyan.
What do you mean this time?
As opposed to the previous one.
It's a straightforward chalipin.
You borrow money and the creditor collects from the husband.
Yeah, so this is more straightforward. Yes, exactly. That's how the Rad is learning. Now, he's just saying that it's interesting how they're learning. They say that if he's buying, he's basically buying his wife with the May Arla, so he should require another kiddushin to be matter her, to be able to marry her. Yeah. Okay. So that's the Gemara's question. Now, this is the way the Ran learns. Let's look at the Rush. The Rush argues on the Ran. The Rush doesn't say the exact same whole thing. Look at the Rush. Dibri Hamaschol. In Machwan. Four lines from the bottom. Or if you have a different print. Whatever, some similar to there. In Machwan, Mr. Spiegelman, you see where in Machwan and the Rush. The Rush is on the inside column. Okay, so the Rush brings down in Machwan, Vikidesh Bidmeim, Mikudeshes. So if you take the Arla and you give it, you sell it, and then you take the value and you the money and you makasha with that money, mikudeshes ama chilufe asu isure. If you switch the isur and you do a chilipin on the isur, sharu, it's mutter davana the iasiri, because if chilipin would be yasir, halo yahivla nidi. We have a big kasha here. The kasha is he didn't give her anything because it's something which is aser b'hana, which really brings up the first question. Really, the first question really to think about is
give at least a pruta.
The question is like this. Let's go back to the Aleph base. Why, if he's Makadisha with Arla, is it not Mekudeshes? What do you mean? He gave her Arla. Arla, he could sell it. So why don't we say Makadish Bar Arla is Mekudeshes? Is there a value? Can he sell it? He could sell it. Well, he's Machan bin Machan. He sold it.
Transgressed, sold it.
Not he like transgressed. It. He could sell it, right? So what's the halacha here?
And that becomes whatever the that becomes the shiluk. And that's what he's saying.
So he could sell it. He could sell it. So why, if he's Mekadesher with the actual piece of Arla, is he not Mekadeshes?
So the shilukin is mutter, but the...
Yeah, but the actual Arla is also bound off. So one second, but what does that mean? It's also bound off. So you could sell it. So why is that not called a value?
It's a Rosh Hashanah.
Well, what B'dievet, it works or it doesn't work?
One second.
So the Ran was the one who really asked this kasha a while back. The Ran asked, why don't you say it has a value? No, the Ran asked the by chametz. Yes, by chametz. Yes, the Ran asked by chametz. Why if you're Makadesh, a lady with chametz? Why is the chametz not have? Why if you steal chametz, don't you have to pay anything back? Chametz ain't loy domim. There's no value, and if you steal it, you don't have to pay anything back to the nigzal. So the Ran said, Akasha, why don't we say that it has a value because you could sell the chametz. Mm-hmm. So the Ran said, maybe you could sell it, but it's not oimed. It's not standing and doesn't have a value because really it's not oimed for selling. You might be able to find a buyer, but it's not. It's like it's trying to sell something that has no value. Trying to sell a bottle cap, it doesn't have a value. So if you might happen to find someone who will buy it from you, if you convince them that you know that it's a hockey puck and you can play on the big table. You know, whatever you could dress anything up, but it doesn't really have a value. Since it doesn't have a value, if someone steals chametz on Pesach, he's pater from paying any money back. So here too, the answer is this has no value. It is also b'hana. It doesn't have a value. So if he's makadish, a lady with the arla, it's not oimed for any value. So therefore, it's not mekudeshes. What?
The chalipin does have a value.
Oh, yeah, correct. And look at Taisus, by the way, before we go to the rush, the Taisus also speaks out like this. The Taisus, Toshma hamakadish be'orla. So this Taisus underlined this line. Hamakadish be'orla, skipping the parentheses, oi klai kerem, or the second case in Kedushin that we saw was klai. Taisus, right?
The nine lines from above.
See, Taisus hamakadish. So if he's Makadish with Arla or with Klai Karaman, so Taisus says six words. Mishum de as Isure Hano Inon Velehave Mamon. Because it's Isure Hano and it's not Mamon. It's Asur Tav Hano. So it's not money. And we know the first thing we know in Mesechta's Kedushin is you have to pay money. Bruta. So here you're giving something that is valueless. It's Asur Hano and it's not money. So, therefore, it's not a good Kedushin. So, the Rush is following in the footsteps of Taisus. And the Rush is also saying that, right? The Rush, going back to the Rush is saying that if he's Mekadesh, the lady, the Rush is saying, Amachalufe Isuri, Shari, Chilufe Isure, if you switch an Isur, Sharu, it's okay what you're doing. The Iasiri, what is he giving her? How could the Kedushin, how could the Chalipin, when he gives her the Chalipin, so he sells the Arla for $100, and now he gives her the $100. So the Chalufin is a good Kedushin. So says the Rosh, why is it a good Kedushin? But if it's Aser, if you'll say like the Rabbanon, they gave a kenas, so now you can have benefit from the chalupin. So the chalupin is also bano. So if the chalupin is also bano, then you can't marry her with the chalupin, because just like you can't marry her with the fruit, which is arlo, so the chalupin should be the same thing. You're not giving her anything. If it's also bano, if the rabbanu gave a kenas, it's also bano, so you're not giving her anything. So how is it a good kedushin? If it's mochar, v'kidesh b'demayim, the Mishnah says if he sells it and gives her the money for kedushin, it works. Mm-hmm. Says the Rosh, how could it work? Is araya from here? Says the Rosh, it must be that they did not make a kenas.
What are the next words?
So the Gemara is going to give an answer. So we didn't. The Rosh. The Rosh is quoting the Gemara's answer. We have to see the Gemara's answer first before we see the answer. Okay. So you see from here. That's the kasha. So we have now the Rosh. The Rosh is playing the kasha a new way. So between the Ran and the Rosh, the Ran learned two ways how to read the kasha of the Gemara. The Rosh is learning, well, if chalipin is also bano, so then just like the arlo is also bano, the chalipin, the whatever you switch it should be also bano. So how could you give her the money? Now, I just want to throw in one interesting question that the Rajva says. The Rajva says, how could you sell it? What does that mean, you're selling it? How do you sell a dover, which is also bano? Is it a good sale? Are you able to sell arlo?
Yes, the price is.
So here's the question. It's a Mishnah. How does the Mishnah say that? How could you sell Arlo? How could you sell Arlo? Who are you going to sell it to? To a fellow Yid? Here's my question. You're basically, if you're selling it to a Yid, you're giving him something which is valueless. Is that a good sale? If you tell someone, I'm selling you this whole bottle of kiwi strawberry, and really, it's nothing but cleaning formula.
It's a mecca.
So, is it a mecca toys?
Yeah.
No.
What? So, why that? I told you I'm selling you a bottle of kiwi strawberry Snapple. It really is nothing but cleaning.
What are you telling me you're selling? So the fact that it's us, or you're telling him fruits.
I'm telling him the fruit. It's the fruit of Arla. And what am I going to tell him? So if I tell him, you know, if I just sell it and I don't tell him anything, so isn't that a problem of pulling the wool over his eyes? I'm making him believe like it's really also about no. I'm not giving him any product, which is useful. It's useless. It's also about no. So it should be, maybe a whole thing should be in Mekach Tois.
The Rashi says, "The en hadamin nitvasin beisur the yadik lekama." That's Rashi in Kedushin.
Yeah, but one second. How do you even get damim? How do you get damim? You're talking about the sale. You're saying there was the sale. Does the sale get the kedusha?
He did it beisur.
How can you do it? So he did this. So what happened? He found a fellow Jew,
and he didn't tell him anything.
He didn't tell. So is that a mekach tois? Mekach tois.
To me, isn't it?
No.
Well, you're making him believe you're selling him a kosher fruit. Really, not only is it not kosher, it's also banal.
Okay, it's also banal for him, but the money you get is
it's also not for every Jew, right? Because the hefta of Arla is also for every Jew. So okay. It's not on me. It's on
the chefetz.
It's on the chefetz.
So now there's a damim.
What?
Because you're selling it, so he doesn't care if it's
on. So
he doesn't know.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, what if you tell him so he knows exactly what he's getting? So it's
good. Yeah, so
well, then that's something not
false. Yeah, that's not a backup place. So it's interesting that this is actually, this question is actually brought down in the Rush, and these are actually the two answers. One answer is that he sold it to a Yid, and he told him up front. He told the Yid that I'm you know, I have Israel. No, do you want to buy it for me? And the guy agreed. So if he agrees, here, like, can you make six copies of that? Yeah. So, that's the first answer. The first answer that they say is that if he tells him up front, it's not a mekach tois. What about if he sells it to a guy? Maybe he could sell it to a guy. Okay, so that could be another answer. It could be an answer. You're selling it to a guy because to a guy, it's not aser behana. Only a yid is aser to eat arlo. So that could be a second answer. You sell it to the guy. The guy's allowed to have hana, so it's not a mekach tois. You know, you don't even have to come on to saying for the guy, it's totally mutter. So you really, I heard someone say it over that, you know, you don't have to tell him. It's not called gezelakum. It's not called gezelakum because to a guy, it's regular produce. You are getting out of an isser, but for him, it's regular fruit.
Well, you can't have
enough. So you can't because you're not allowed to have enough.
So if you sell it.
Any Israel, no, you're not allowed to sell.
If you sell it, then it works, and then that's going to be the case of the money.
So now you have the money. So now at least
the money's worth the
money you can marry a woman.
Now we finally came up with a case. Now we understand what the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. Machron, you sold it. Because or else it's a Pella. What do you mean? You can't sell it. How do you sell it? So at least we have two cases here. And if you look at this, I copy this, the Rush. Thank you very much. Take a look at this paper. I copy the Rush. And Alan, you'll scan it. We're going to send it out in 1 minute. The Rush is halfway down on the, it's in Kiddushin, but it's the top words is Vav Aleph Tav of the Rush, Rabbeinu Usher. So if it's a speaker, he's going to send it out right now. It'll take a second. Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Got it.
Oh, he got it. Oh. You see the halfway down on this Rabbeinu Usher. Okay. Alan sent over the Rush in a Rush. He sent it. V'im Taimar. V'hohani zuzi lavdi deyninu. This money's not his. Shetor lachzer da damim. And it's a mekach tois. And you have to give back the money. Kim shemach ala yisuriyana. You sold a Jew something that's aser b'hana, it's not yours. You sold him something that's not yours. It has no value. There's different ways how to say it, but it's not yours. It's no value. So v'yesh lebe demayri b'shemakul lebe kachavim. One teretz, they sold it to a guy. Or says Zach, he sold it to a yid, the hiker bohen, and he makir. Right? You see where I'm at, Mrs. Spiegelman? Halfway down the Rabbeinu Usher. It says the second paragraph is Rabbeinu Usher. You see where it says the second paragraph says Rabbeinu Usher?
I see the second paragraph for a bit.
God's Vav Aleph Tav, right? Vim Taimar? Oh, so you see Rabbeinu Usher. So right under Rabbeinu Usher says V'hani Zuze Lavdi Deinenu. The money is not his. So he asked the Kasha. Let me just see where we're at here. Yeah, so you see the...
I got the right page? Is that the right page?
Yes.
The bottom one, the bottom page. The last one.
Yes.
Last page, it says, it starts with Rabbeinu Usher, and it starts with a tough, actually. You see, it's the one that was sent at 638. You see the one that was sent at 638?
Yeah.
The bottom paragraph there says Rabbeinu, and then Ha'omer B'Kiddushin Usher. So right there is where he asked the Kasha. V'im Toimar V'ho starts with the first word online is V'ho Hani Zuze Lavdi Deinenu. This money is not his because he took the Arla and he sold it. How do you sell Arla to a Jew? You're not giving him anything back in value. Tzorech Lachzer Adamim. You have to get back the cash. Give him his money back. No, he sold him a bag of bones. The first answer is, you sold it to a Jew. If you sell it to a guy, if you sell it to a guy, Arla's mutter. So that could be a good sale because of that. That's one answer. Or, second answer is, if you sell it to a yid, who's hiker? We know the word hiker means you apprise them of the situation. For example, If a man goes over to a lady and says, I want to marry you, and she says, but I'm an islandess, so, you know, I cannot have a child. So the halacha is, if she tells him up front, it's a good kedushin. But if she doesn't tell him, that's a mekach tois, if he's hikir. So here too, hikir bohen, if the yid, the seller, tells the other yid, davi mois, that this, and you tell him that it's arla, then it's okay, davi mois matana, because then the money, he's agreeing, he's going to give you a gift. Now, the truth is, it's a little bit of a problematic word, davi mois matana, because, you know, if it's a matana, so then look at the Rajba. In fact, the Rajba, I have a problem with saying that that it's a matana. What's a kasha? What's your problem with saying it's a matana?
Yeah, say that. Why can't you just say
it's a sale? It's worthless. You're getting nothing. What are you getting? So it's not a sale. You're not walking out of there with a goods. What are you getting when you walk out of there? So the buyer is giving a matana. When he's getting the arla fruits, he's paying a cash as a matana. So yeah. Why not? Because it's
not an exchange for it. It's just a gift. If it's a matana, then it's not an exchange for the arla.
So okay. Zach is mechamin to the Rajba. Says the Rajba. So if it's a gift, it's not a sale. So it's not a chalupin. It's not a chalipin. Chalipin is when I do a sale, I do exchange, I do a barter. But here you're telling me it's really not. It's really not an exchange. It's not a sale because it's worthless. It's really zero. He's giving you a matana. He's taking your valueless item and he's giving you a matana back. So look at the top paragraph, the Rajba. Top paragraph, Chidushia Rajba. Macham v'kiddush b'zmeim v'kiddush b'zmeim v'hadameim gezalein b'yadei. The Rajba even says it a little more stark. He says it's stronger. It's gezel, the hales lay dummy. You're getting paid back. You're getting paid money. You're selling something and you're getting money. You're basically a goslin. You're selling him something not of bones and you're getting back money. You're a goslin. The hales lehu dummy. There's no value. And we know mekadesh begzela. If you give a lady gezel, you're not mekadeshes. Yesh leimars. This was the kasha of the rush, but the Rajba, he quotes the rush. You told the buyer, you told him that it's Orla and it's Ozrano, and there was the money, it wasn't Matana. But says the Rajba to the Rosh, it's not right. It's a wrong pshat. It's not clear to say such a pshat. So then it's not the main, it's not Chalipin, because it's a gift. You know, it's like when you have hire a babysitter on Shabbos. You can't pay the babysitter the wages. So she charges $12 an hour. You can't pay her for 2 hours, $24. You have to give a gift, right? The gift is it's a matana. I'm not giving you wages. You're not allowed to pay schar Shabbos. Here too. He says, you're right. It's Arla, and it's not worth anything.
You remind you say this is a gift?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the two options how to do it in a good way. But you do have law. Yeah, so here too, he's giving a gift because it's not a sale. The sale for sure is worthless. So he's just giving a gift. If he's giving a gift, then it's not a chalipin. So the whole thing is gone shver. The whole thing is shver now. That's the Rajba's kasha. So there's he goes back to the other Teretz, Shemach Legoy. Go back to the other Teretz, he sold to a guy. Or I think someone else says that maybe in the end of the day you could still call it that it's a barter. It's not a real sale, but it is. I forgot who answers this question, but someone says back to the Rajba, you did make an exchange. It's not a sale with kosher sale with the value for the value. But it's an exchange, so maybe it's enough to call it a chalipin.
But if you sell it to a goy, we don't call that selling gezel.
Like, no, to a goy is not called gezel. No, because the problem of gezel is you're selling this bottle and you're saying it's worth $100. You tell him.
I understand. There's no mechach tos when you're selling to a goy. So the word gezel is
gezel is only because you're selling him
mechach tos. Not attach the idea that you're not allowed to have banach and you are having
banach. No.
I'm asking.
No, gezel is because you're selling him something that's valueless. You're stealing. You're charging him for. Yeah, the value. You're stealing by charging him $1,000 for something which is worth zero. That's gezel. So the first answer is the rush. Because you sold to a goy, and then it's not gezel because.
But when you sell to a goy, yesh lehu demay?
Yeah. Because then it does have
it.
God could use it. It has the full value.
No. Okay, that means the money that you've now got from selling this orla, we're going to call that gezel. You made it through gezel. The ha-leis lehu damei, because it has no value. Not because it, you didn't say. Because
the orla has no value. Not the dominant.
Right. Because he didn't say through because it was a problem of a mecca post. He said it doesn't have any value. So why wouldn't that same thing apply to selling to a goy? I understand you remove the problem of the mecca tefillos, but you're still
the yid who buys the orla buys nothing. He cannot use it. A goy who buys the orla can use it.
Well, I understood that. That's why it's not. That's why it's
that's why it's not gezel to a goy. It's gezel to a yid. The yid is buying nothing. He's giving you money,
yeah,
and he gets nothing in return. The goy is giving you money, and he gets something in return.
How do you touch that? The buyer has no value.
It doesn't mean the money, it means the value. There's no dummy, there's no money, there's no value
when you sell it to a Jew. But if you sell it to a goy, then there's a value.
But then he says a Makadish. Who's the one who's in Makadish? Is the owner of the original Orla.
Yeah, because when he gets money, he's getting money, but it's illegal money because if you sell it to a Jew, it doesn't have a value. So you're selling him basically, it's a Mekartois. You're selling him something under false impressions, and therefore the money that you get is gezel. So you makadish, and then you take the money and you makadish a lady. That's makadish be gezel.
That's a chodanism.
One second, hold on. He's saying it doesn't work. You're not. He quotes a Gemara Kedusha and says someone's makadish a lady with gezel is not makadishes.
Makadish a lady with orla is not makadishes.
And what about gezel?
The mayhem.
What about Kessel? One second. This is another halacha. The Rajva quotes a halacha that if you're Makadesh a lady with Gezel, it's not a good Kedushin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. So therefore, it's Gezel. If I tell you that this is a magic, this type of kiwi strawberry, right, what do they do in the pharmacy, right? If they have this drug and they'll right, do they have these types of,
placebo?
They inflate it and they charge. They'll tell you it's worth $1,000 and really it's worth 20. Is there ever such a thing? Not so much, but it's worth 100. They'll make it worth 1,000. Yeah. So is that gezel? If someone charges it goes back to anos mammon. Anos mammon is an iser for the Torah. If you charge more than a sixth, it's anos and the mayim kaiser. It's a mekach tois. So if I charge you, I tell you it's worth something more than a six, which here it's much, much more. Here it's worth zero. And I'm selling it for whatever it is. It's all I know it's mammon, it's mekach tois, it's gezel. Any money I take is gezel.
So I was just trying to eliminate something. So it's definitely attached to the idea that it's done through a mekach tois.
Oh.
Gezel has nothing to do with the fact that he is transgressing by selling it.
That's what I'm saying. No. Alan's saying perfect. He's saying that if you sell to a yid, you're stealing his money, basically. You're giving him a bag of bones. Any money you take is gezel. And then you're going to be a Kaddish lady with gezel. So it shouldn't work. So therefore the Rajva is saying one answer is you sell to a goy. To a goy, it's not gezel because you're giving the goy goods. It has value. Or you sell it to
a yid. You're transgressing by doing it.
You are transgressing,
but
for
that's
sure.
Not enough. They call it gezel.
But that's for sure. That's for sure that when you're selling it, you're for sure going to be over that avera. We're not going to be able to help that guy get out of that problem. But the Ron said clearly he's over transgressing the Isra. No, he's over that lichatchila halacha. but it works.
So what's their machlokas then?
So the machlokas is how to learn the one way is to, that you told it that maybe it's you sold to a yid, but you told the yid and he was makir. You told him you should just know this is arla fruits, and the yid said, okay, I'll take the arla fruits anyway. I'll pay you for him. For me, I don't care. And I'll give you so basically he's not going to be able to have a nah. So therefore the Rajma, the Rosh said, well, you'll have to be like a shtickle matana. So frekt the Rajma, well, if it's a matana, then, you know, really not a sale. Yeah, okay.
But, love demands, he says.
Yeah. So that's the Rajma's kasha. That's the Rajma's kasha. But the Rosh held it is called demand. It might be it might be on a different level. That what I'm doing is I'm taking the money, I'm taking, let's say, the yid, who is, let's call him a mummer. He's a mummer yid. And the mummer yid says, I'll buy the arla. So when he pays, you might be calling it a matana because he's really getting something that's asabana to a yid, it's asabana. But he is paying for it. In the end of the day, there is a superficial picture. There's a picture of a sale going on.
Well, why is the Rashba saying that? Love demand.
Because the Raj was saying, but it's not a real sale. If it's a matana, it's basically you're getting something valueless. You're giving
money. It's money. I don't get it.
No, but it's money for it. It's a matana because it's not a sale of value for a value.
That's what he's saying. He's not saying those words that this is a matana and it's not a chalipin. He's saying love demand. You know, this is not money.
Why not? Because you're giving it as a matana. Because if you're getting,
if you give me money as a matana, it's still money.
But the question is, but it's not chalipin. Not chalipin.
He doesn't say those words.
That's what he's saying. Of course, he's saying. He's saying he doesn't.
What else?
He doesn't say it in English.
The love to mayim nina. Why didn't he say the love chalipin?
That's what he's saying. That's what the mayim is. It's the same thing. The
mayim means money.
The mayim is no. It's their money. Their value. Their chalipin. That's chalipin. So that's the kasha. Frek the Rajba. If you're giving this, if it's a matana, the way the Rosh says. And you told the yid, and the yid agreed to do the artificial, you know, this deal, whatever. The yid says, I'll take it anyway. So it's a matana. So the Rosh calls it a matana. Frek the Rajma says, that's not a chalipin anymore because I'm giving you something that's asabana. I'm giving the mummer asabana. The mummer is giving me back money, but it's a present because it's not for anything of value. So he's giving me a present. So where's the chalipin? So answers the Rosh back to the Rajma. Okay, but it is a barter. It's a barter. You might not like the exchange. We don't approve of the exchange. It might not be one of equal value. It might be so unequal that it's even like a matana because he's getting the mummer is getting something valueless and he's giving money. It's a shtickle like a matana, basically, right? Okay, but in the end of the day, it's a barter. It's a barter. So therefore, that's called chalipin. That's what the Rosh says back to the Rajma. Okay, so that's the machlekes between them. Now, so now we got very gishmak, the pshat in the Mishnah. Now let's go back. Let's go back to the Mishnah Lamelech. Go back to where we're up to now. Okay, so we have two pshatim. We have Zach's pshat. We have the Rajba. We have the Rush. We have two pshatim. How to understand machor b'dmeim, even though the Rush and Taisus just said that there's no value to the actual, right? The Rush says, if you're a Makadosh, a lady with the Arla, it's not a good Kedushin because it doesn't have value. Ain't like Mammon. Not called Mammon. The Rush and Taisus both said together. But if you sell it, it gets a Din Mammon. How? Either you sold to a guy or you sold to a yid. You told him, and you got money. You squeeze, according to the Teretz of a Yid, you somehow squeeze money out of it. However you did it. Matana, however. Fine. But it's Chalipin. It's enough to be Chalipin. Or you sold to a guy. Fine. Now, in the end of the day, there's a very, very interesting machlokes going on here. So that's, according to the Rush, that's the Kasha Gemara, right? So let's go back. How do you read the Gemara? Frek the Gemara, Toshma, Avaraya, that the Rabbanah did not impose a Kanas on the Chalipin. Because look, he's a Kaddish Barla, and ain't a Kadeshus. It's not Kadeshus, but if he sells it, if you sell it and you get money back, and you take however you got the money, which we just went into from the Rush and the Rajba, that we looked up the two Mefarshim on that paper. Fine, however you sold it. But says the Rush, by the way, so now the Rush here says, Alma, by the way, the Rush is very geschmack. that the Rush is Lishitasa here, you know, in terms of the Rush holding that, well, it doesn't, it's not really, well, it's not called money, but says the Rush, hold on. So ask the Rush on our Gemara, let's go back to our Gemara, on the side of the Gemara, in the inside column. Says the Rush, so what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Alma chilufin isurei, if you switch isurim for something else, the barter, sharu, the rabbanan did not impose a kanas, the iasiri, because if it would be usher, halo yahiv la midi, he didn't give her anything, because what did he give her? The
even, you would say that even on the rabbanan kanas?
He that, gave her
that once they put a knas on something, then it has no value.
He gave her chalipin. If chalipin is us, then Rabbanan put a knas, so it's not called the same way the actual that same way the arla is also rabbanan. If the Rabbanan imposed the knas, so then the knas should be that's also rabbanan.
Same.
If it's also rabbanan, he's not giving her anything. How could he be mekadosher? It must be that the Rabbanan did not impose the knas. Ad kan. That's the end of the Gemara. Now. That's his cash of the Gemara, right? And that's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give a teretz. The Gemara is going to say a teretz. Well, whatever. The Gemara is going to switch it up. But the question is like this: do we have a major machlekes going on between the Rush and the Ran? This is the final question of the day. Is the Rush and the Ran arguing with each other? That's my question. Would you say the Rush and the Ran agree, or do they argue? Right. This right now with two pshatim how to learn the is it two pshatim how to learn the Gemara's kasha? That's my question. That's my final question. The Rush and the Ran seem to be two diverse pshatim on what is the kasha of the Gemara. Is that true? Would you agree? Right, Zach. Is it two different pshatim? The Rush and the Ran are night and day, because if they are, we got a major machlekes going on here. The Rush is saying that there's no value. It's chalipin. There's no value. So how could he be mekadesh the lady with the value of the sale? So elamai, there's no knas. That's how the Rush was. But you remember the Ran that we started with today. The Ran had a whole different pshat. The Ran said that no pshat is that really I don't have a raya from the fact that from the chalipin from there because maybe the kedushin would be good. On a Torah level, the Knas would only be at the Rabbanah level, so it still fits to say Kedushin. That's not the Raya of the Gemara. The Raya of the Gemara is because there's Chalipin is Aser. If Chalipin is Aser, then Chalipin is Aser. So the money of the Orla is the Chalipin. The Chalipin is the lady, and the lady would be now Aser, just like Chalipin is Aser. So how could you get Hanah? How could you buy the lady and be a casual lady with the Chalipin? It should be Aser by Hanah also.
The fact that it isn't.
The fact that it isn't. There's a raya that the Rabbanan did not give a kanas to the chalipin. Or the chalipin. And they didn't make you do a kedushin a second time. So the Ran says from the fact that they didn't give a kanas on the chalipin is a raya. There's no kanas.
There's no kanas to
begin with. Because it worked.
It must be it works. Must be they didn't give it. And they didn't give a kanas. So, but the Rush is saying a whole different shot. The Rush is saying he doesn't get into this whole business. The Rush just said, very simple. The Rush says, you're trying to marry her with Chalipin.
No value.
If Chalipin is Aser, just like Chalipin is Aser, it has no value. If they made a Knas on it, so then it has no value. No value. How could you marry her? You're giving her nothing. It's not a good marriage.
Maybe the Ron thinks that.
Wait, so okay. Right, the Ron's words are, the Rush's words were, Chalipin Asui Shari, because if it was Aser, he's not giving her anything. Now, hold on. What is the Ran saying here? The Ran does not agree with the Rush because the Rush says he's not giving her anything. The Ran is saying, well, he is giving her something, but is it Chalipe Chalipin? Is it therefore it's Chalipe Chalipin? It should be Aser Bahana. If it's Aser Bahana, then the Rabban should require a second condition. You see here that the Ran did not hold that it's valueless, and he's lo yohav lo midi. He's not giving her anything.
He holds that only applies to a deraisa. When there's an iser deraisa, then the money
this is an iser deraisa. Arla's iser deraisa.
No, knas is derabanan.
Yeah. So then what?
He's saying it doesn't have that same characteristic that it has no value.
But
put a knas on.
But is it aser bahana?
Because the Rush says, once you put a knas on it, it has no value.
So what does the Ran hold?
I'm thinking that the run doesn't hold that.
I don't understand what you mean, but once they put a kanas on it, it has no value anyway.
No, no. If the rabbis put a kanas on something, like chalipin.
No, the chalipin, on the chalipin.
The chalipin?
On the switch.
Then
the arla is also from Hashem.
Then the rush is
but
saying,
the rabbis said the chalipin is now also b'hanah.
Right. Then the rush is saying that just like Orla, which is the Raisa, has no value. Also, it's Chalipin, the Rosh is saying, has no value. And you can't do a Kedushin with it. But apparently, the Ran is not holding
it. The Ran doesn't hold it. Because if the Ran held that, he should have just said one line. He should have, the Rosh got rid of the Kash. He said so quick. He just said, how could you marry with Chalipin? It's valueless. Lo Yav, lo Midi, didn't give her anything. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says, no, apparently it has a value. The Ran just says a whole convoluted idea, but Chalipin is also, so Chalipin is also. So the lady is the Chalipin. So it shouldn't be a Kedushin. But it sounds like he did give her something. He gave her something, but it should be also about, she should be also about, no. So the Rabbanan should make him give her another ring for the Kedushin. But it works. The Kedushin works. So you see that the Rush didn't hold that line to say that if you have that, it's like Yav Lami. What happened to the fact that he didn't give her anything? So this is the big kasho. And what do the Rush and the Ran?
I understand why you pushed back when I said that they didn't give it the same characteristics of the Raisa, like Orla. You saw that if you try to mekadesh her with Orla, it's like you're giving her no value. They didn't apply that to the rabbinical.
But they made it aser b'hanah, right? They did. You agree they made it aser b'hanah, the rabbanah?
The chalipin.
Yeah. So then what did he give her?
They did make it aser b'hanah.
So why is it a good kedushin? So according to the Rush, right there, then and there, it's not a good kedushin. Halo yav lo bidi.
Because
you didn't give her anything. So I want to show you the next paper, the next page. Next page is the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is on the Rambam. Okay, fascinating hakira that is relevant to a lot of different cases. He's talking in the Rambam. The Rambam Halacha Aleph says a makadish bedavar shu azar b'ano. Someone who's makadish a lady with something that's azar b'ano. Kigay chomis bepesach bazar b'chalav yoyd ben mishari zirano. You use right. You see, Mr. Spiegelman, in the Rambam. You see the Rambam. The other handout. Did you send out the handout? Okay, one second. Let's just see if we sent it out yet. Yeah. The first page at 608. You see 608. So here, the Rambam in the middle says very fascinating here. If you're Makadish, a lady with this or Hano, you got Chametz on Pesach, a Baz Machalov, Gizmam, Shariz, or Hano, Adam Gedeshus. He's not a Gedeshus. Where's the Rambam get this halacha from?
From
Kedushin.
Mishnah Kedushin.
Yeah. Once you learn, everything straight, then you go back to all these things and it's simple. Everything's simple. It's like butter. It's like that. Okay, now the question that the Mishnah Lamelech, look at the number one in the Mishnah Lamelech, Perek Hey Alach Al Hamakadish B'Davish Yosbano. Okay, Amar Hamachaber. Okay, skip the parentheses. Mishnah says Alan, it's a Mishnah Perekish Makadish. It's a Mishnah in Kedushin. Okay, V'Din Yisuri Anoshel Devrayim B'Vurish B'Perekol Shah. And the fact that it's also, what about if it's also the Rabbanan? Okay, look at Psachim. Right. This Tapakti says the Bishmael Chav Shaila. Haka ba'atzmacha. I want you to ask yourself, what do you say? You feel for yourself. Shehoisa isha isha choyla. What happens if a lady is very sick and she's misokenis? She's in danger. She's in the hospital and we have to give her something to eat. Disharu la isur emelu. We know that you're allowed to eat anything if your life is in danger. And even if it's Baz B'chalav, we give her Baz B'chalav and Chametz on Pesach.
Now you marry her with
even a chazer.
You get right? So let's say this lady's very sick.
Right.
And you happen to own Baz Mechalev. Right. And you're like, what am I going to do with my Baz Mechalev? I can't even return to the store.
I'm going to marry everybody.
So you give a lady who's very sick. You go to the hospital. You see a lady who, she just, whatever. She fainted, whatever. She's very sick, but she's a nice lady. She has,
she's
good
like
meters.
The goy vis-a-vis the Orlan. She becomes like the goy vis-a-vis the Orlan.
Mutter for her.
Because it's mutter
for her. It's mutter for her now.
Right.
So now if you give it to her, is it a good kedushin? If you give the lady Baz Mechalev, this week's Parsha, Kisisa, it says, three times. One time is you're not allowed to have an anah. But let's say it's also an anah. You can't sell it. But can you give it to a lady who's very sick and marry her with it? So the would you say it works or it doesn't work? So what's your impulse? Your first impulse?
My first impulse is that
you go to the hospital, you see a young lady who's just brought into the hospital. And she is really, she needs to have sugar quickly.
So she can get anor from it.
Her remedy is
Baz. Once she can get anor from it, then it's, she's Makudash.
So she's Makudash.
Yes.
Like the guy with the Orla. This is like the guy with the Orla.
Like the guy with the Orla. Okay, so what's the halacha? So what's
the fact that you're asking? It's a giveaway. But my first impulse was that it would work.
Which way? Why? It's not a giveaway. Which way? Which way do you say?
The fact that you're presenting like this, I'm saying that.
Well, but what do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Dr. Woodrow? This is your Shiloh because you're at the hospital many times, but you're married already, so it's not a Shiloh. But what happens if a guy, you see a guy at the hospital giving? By the way, this happened. By the way, I have a friend. By the way, Serge Moyal. Not this exactly, but I have a guy, Serge Moyal, who was in Florida. He still is in Florida. And he was bike riding, and he sees a lady faint on the sidewalk right there. He goes over to her. He sees she's wearing like a bracelet or something, and he realized that she was maybe a diabetic. He goes into her purse. He sees she has, I think, sugar cubes in her purse or something. And he had to, and she's out cold. He has to get it down her throat, the sugar. So he sucks on the sugar. And he puts some of his saliva down her throat. He keeps on sucking and putting it down her throat till she came back to life. He was.
Okay, but that's not the secret. That's not the secret.
No, but he told me. He said he wants to join Atala now. He feels so good. He saved the life.
He didn't marry her.
He didn't marry
her. He didn't marry her.
That part is
one missing component.
Everything was right except for the last part.
Yeah, but
there's no Israel. Yeah, but I'm just showing. Everything else was correct. The whole game. But anyway, so the question is like this: you gave her something of value. You Makadosh, you gave her.
I'm going to get ready. Go downstairs.
So that's called a real, real, real value for her. So. What's halacha? Says the so he says like this. He presents a shaila. If she's sick, ebay sakana. What about if she's a chalish ebay sakana? But certain things are mutter. It's the derabbanan.
Just because it's mutter doesn't mean it's value.
Why not? Just mutter. So why is that not a value? That's hano. She's getting a lot of value.
The same way that you can sell the orla to the goy. I mean, you're not allowed to. But it does have, it's a good sale. It does have value, apparently.
So the Mishnah Lamelech breaks it down to the following chakira. The chakira is, and you can see this on the fourth line of the paragraph here. The first line is Isurim, under the one, Isurim. The end of the line says, Mi Amrinan, do we say the time of Demakash Bisurianon? Why is it? What is the reason that if you give a lady something else about no, ain't a good dashes, he mishum demashin no san law, ain't a moil or klum. One way to learn it is because what you gave her is valueless for her. So it doesn't help her, klum, at all. She cannot have value and benefit from it. But if she would be sick, she's sakana, or she's very sick, and enough that you can break a derabbanan if it's also bound of derabbanan. So she yichayla leonis said she's mutter to have anos. So then have you mikdashes? Do you say it's because she has to get a pruta like we say in kiddushin daf beis, and it depends on the lady, but a lady needs a pruta. If you give her less than a pruta, it doesn't work. But here you're giving her, she's getting less, even more than a pruta. Oy Dilma says the Mishnah Melech. Maybe it's not out her, but it's you. Because I have to give her a pruta. I'm not giving her a pruta. Is it on the Mekadesh or the Mekudeshes? So if I have to give her a pruta, I didn't give her a pruta. Nimtza shalayna salash pruta. L'fizeh, if she's a choyle, ain't a Mekudeshes. Then he, the ledida, granted that for her it's worth a pruta. Shari. But for me, become a Mekadesh, like not a club. But the Mekadesh didn't give her anything. Kimin Dilidi day, because according to him, for him, also Bana. It's also Bana. Okay, period. So till here, here's the query, here's the Hakira.
I think that's what he means when he says, love the man,
the Rashba. The Rashba's Kasha?
The Rashi said those words, love the man.
No. Alan told you a good shot. Alan, I'm agreeing with Alan for today. Alan is 100%. Alan is 100%. I think he's right. I think he's 100% right. The Maya means it's not. That was what Zach's Kasha was. It's not. It doesn't have a value. Doesn't have a value. Okay, you have to think about it. You'll think about it. But that's the query of the Mishnah Melech. And he brings down, if you skip down to the next underline, he brings down that he's Reisi LeRashi. I saw Rashi in Perek Dalid, Avodah Zarah, Damin, and Orla V'Klai Kerem. He brings the same Mishnah down. Rashi speaks about it in Avodah Zarah. And it says, in Markon, if you sell the Orla, V'Kiddush B'Dumayim, and you catch someone with that money, V'Kudeshes, Shekosov, Zelashayni, Delei Mitvasa, B'Isura. That the value that you get for it doesn't grab on the Isser, right? The Isser we know is not Typhus Damim. It only goes by three things is Typhus Damim. Avodah Zarah, Hegdish, but this and Shemitah. But this is not. So therefore it's okay. Okay. And then skip a line down. Aval Ihi Lav Me Orla Kamatyale. So now when you give her the what you sell the Orla for $100.
I didn't like that last thing you said. What's the? Why do we care when it comes to Kedusha that it doesn't have any value to you? It's all about the recipient. The recipient has to receive.
What about you?
A pruta.
Don't you have to give her a pruta?
To receive, that's how Kedusha works. She has to receive a pruta. Doesn't matter if it hasn't have that value of a pruta to you. It matters if it has a value of a pruta to her. And it does have a value of a pruta to her.
Right? Well, you have to own the pruta. It doesn't matter that she gets a pruta. It has to. It's two sides. But I'm saying it has to. There's something to you. You have to own the pruta you give, which means that at the very least, it has to be yours. It's not just on.
I was saying it's not about a value. It's about ownership.
No, I'm saying it's not just about what she's getting, right? If she's getting, then you would say like it has to be. Doesn't it have to be worth to her?
Like I dance for her, and she likes to dance.
You gave her enough
because we said that's.
But you gave her enough.
That's worth the pruta.
I'm saying it has to be.
It is, I know. That your dance is worth a pruta. It's worth a pruta.
Right.
Not to me.
But what I'm saying
yours is not there.
Why do we care about if it's worth it to him? That's what.
No, because to him? Well, here's a Shiloh. So the Mishnah Melech has the following.
I'm asking on him.
So we have to stop here, but the Mishnah Melech has the following query. If the guy took a coin, which was worth on the NASDAQ, it was worth 3/4 of a pruta. He threw it up in the air,
yeah.
And then the NASDAQ moved up to a pruta.
And then she caught it.
Okay, we'll have to stop here.
Oh, that's interesting. It's at the time that he grew it, it wasn't worth the.
Okay, Shkaya, Jeremy.
She received it. It's all about.